Dude, how much do you and me just hate society?
We're just total outcasts. Bro. We're outcasts, dude.
We're both jokers.
Well, it's also, I love how people's response right now to like you know, the market. People get, like, the younger people feel fucked out of, like, not being able to buy houses, blah, blah, blah. They're like, so their response to it is like,
blah, blah, blah.
You know, yeah.
Can't afford your own property. Fucking whatever. Pussies, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Should have fucking got a real job.
Should have got a real job.
Yeah. Or risked it all in one. You know, I can't tell you what to do.
Risk it all in one.
Yeah, you should have.
Would you say you won?
Should have risked it all in one. Yeah, fuck yeah, we fucking won, bro.
We did win. For now, though. For now, this shit'll.
Nah, man. I don't even worry about the market, dude.
Really?
I don't give a fuck.
The opposite,
dude,
of the episode we just deleted. We're talking about how much we love the market.
We are capitalists for sure.
We're both very staunch.
I'm like an Adam Smith, like, stand apart from the market capitalist. Like, I see it in theory. I'm more about, like, where I fit into society, civilization. I mean, I've studied history. This is the thing. I've studied history. I know where I fit in. I'm just trying to drive society.
Yeah.
I'm not a wage slave. I can't be bought for fucking, you know, whatever.
Your time cannot be purchased.
My time can't be purchased. I am for the advancement of
the white
humankind.
Race.
No.
What?
No. I said humankind. I am for the advancement of humankind. Of course I'm taking fucking flack, dude.
Of course.
I'm in the fucking no thought zone, dude, in my school. Of course I'm taking fucking flack. But the funniest part to me is you'll get these guys who are like, or these people or whatever, who are just kind of like, their response to what they perceive as the injustice of capitalism is, they're like, we're going to dust off communism. And it's like, what the fuck? You guys don't have any other...
Break this thing out again.
You guys have no... And like, you're going to dust off communism within capitalism. That's the other thing, too. It's like... Everyone saying they're a communist, if they could be a billionaire, would be a billionaire. I could say 100%. So it's like, until people don't like billionaires, like, for real, don't like, or like, no, that's like disgusting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're going to dust off communism when there's billionaires around. Do you think like billionaires are going to allow communism to happen?
Yeah, billionaires are pretty shitty.
Should be viewed as grotesque. It should be
An obese, like a very obese person that's like my 600-pound life or whatever, just stuck in a bed.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, slow down.
Yeah, but my 600-pound life, if you saw
them. 600-pound or 8? I don't know.
I think it's called my big fat life.
There's big dogs, dude.
It's literally my 600-pound life. If they had the capacity to change your life. You would be like, yo, you know who fucking rules? 600-pound dudes. Because, dude, I'm like, no one's going to turn down $1 billion. So we're in a thing that worships billionaires, being like, it's so fucked up. And meanwhile, people are just trying to, like, scramble ahead to the top.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, it's just the funniest fucking thing to teach, like, communist kind of Marxist theory.
Dude, I love billionaires. I support, dude, capitalism rules.
I think they're kind of...
I love competition,
I think you got to be kind of a... Well, the other thing, too, is like... what the fuck? Who's the guy? Scrooge.
Yeah.
Everyone hates Scrooge.
McDuck?
No. Well, even McDuck. But even Scrooge, everyone's like, remember like the Tales of Christmas Past? They're like, fucking Scrooge. If Scrooge was bawling out in a mansion, everyone would be like, yo, that guy fucking rules.
Also, it wasn't Scrooge. I don't remember it, but didn't like Scrooge just pass like the crippled kid? And be like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, I do that every day.
Billionaires fly over the crippled kid, and they're like, yeah, drop some bombs.
Homeless guys,
drop some bombs here.
Homeless guys talk to me all the time, and I'm just like, dude, shut up.
Most everybody
shut
does.
Shut up, you fucking homeless sack of shit.
It's housing challenge, dude, please.
Housing challenge?
Yeah. Or housing secure.
Dude.
Please.
Homeless guys are pretty funny.
They're fucking wild, dude. Yeah, history podcasts are like...
It's nice.
Good history podcasts are great. Especially one, it's just revolutions.
Yeah.
I find that guy tough, though, because I'm not, like, I get distracted really easy.
Yeah, if you miss, like, 10 seconds, you skip a decade.
Yes.
It's tough.
You gotta have, like, good concentration skills.
So if you had to predict, if you had a Nostradamus future revolutions, what countries do you predict?
I don't know. What do you predict?
I'm predicting a... hard decline in the United States.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It's
that's
either
fair to say. I mean, everybody's...
It's one or the other. Or it's total... what the fuck's that word everybody uses? Renaissance. It's total renaissance. I'm trying to... I'm like the bald dude from Game of Thrones. I'm just about the realm. I'm trying to turn the fucking wood to total renaissance. But, dude, it's like... It's not looking good, man. Well, China, there's no way. They're not ousting China, dude. It's too controlled by the internet. And they have everything.
There's not going to be like in a major Western power or like a major power. There's not going to be like an armed revolution. anytime soon.
No, I think it's going to be total fucking like slight demise.
Yeah, revolutions will take place in like shittier countries.
Yeah,
like the Middle, like they had the Middle East had those, you know, the spring, Arab Spring and all that stuff, shit. Yeah. Like there'll be stuff like that. Like Brazil, maybe they get a little rowdy.
Yeah, Brazil's on the teetering edge too. They got the Bolsonaro dog.
Yeah, they're getting fired up.
Well, someone was telling me apparently it's only the English speaking countries that have this new like cultural reform stuff going on. No one else has it. They don't really have it as this is what this guy told me. It's not as much in Germany and elsewhere. It's more so.
What do you mean? Like as far as like
like
being woke?
Yeah.
Germany has it.
Germany has it
majorly.
Okay.
Germany, ever since World War II, has been kind of at the forefront of like, no, we're woke. We're woke as fuck.
True. Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And also, they're kind of like smug about it, too.
Yeah, I know they are pretty kind of
like. They're real like, we sent up America. She made fun of your stupid president. She's so cool. Women are so cool. It's like, dude, you guys, come on, man.
Yeah, you're right, actually. I didn't think about that.
You guys take a couple plays off of being smug.
Yeah, for real.
Give it another century before you guys can start acting up.
Yeah, especially considering like every bad scenario is compared to like Germany.
Yeah, what you guys did.
Yeah, that's true. That's also kind of makes sense. They'd be the ones kind of doing that. So I take that back. I was misled by a Lyft driver. Excuse me.
Yeah, you got to stop getting your info from.
Oh, well, he was a professor of economics at Delaware County College.
He was fibbing. He was driving a Lyft.
Delaware County College.
He was not a professor.
At Delaware County Community College. He goes, this is what's going on. Dude, it was so funny.
Also the French are confusing about that. Because the French always, you seem, like you would imagine they'd be very, very liberal. But then they'll pass like legislation like you can't wear a fucking hijab around.
Mm. Yeah, dude.
It's like, wait, what are they?
I don't know if he's a Frenchman or a Ruski. He was in my house the other day. I had a guy, he came, did like the carpet cleaning. Total fucking sham, dude.
The Ruskies are always primed for a revolution.
They're terrifying.
They're historically.
Dude, this dude came into my house. It's supposed to be $180 to clean the carpets, which, first of all, it's like someone comes in your house and just sprays Febreze on your carpet and charges you $180. This guy comes in is like, I will not do it for $180. You must do $500 total deep clean. It goes down and it sucks all this stuff up. And I'm like, bro, I don't
give a new house, dude.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you do this or not. My girlfriend wants you to do it. He's like, he tried to say, like, I won't do this. If you want it, because he quoted $180, came to look at my house. He goes, it smells like your dogs, right? They shit, pee on the rug, right? I'm like, no, dude, what the fuck do you think? What do you think I'm doing in here? I'm like, no, they don't shit and pee on the rug.
He's trying to set you up for a real life infomercial.
He's trying to set me up.
Your life is the black and white in the beginning of infomercial, right? Yeah. Dog shit everywhere. You piss all over. You slip on the piss. You fall. You lay in the piss.
He like, matter of fact, your dog shit on the rug, right? And I'm like, no, dude, what the fuck? And then he just like, look. Deep clean, $590. I will not do it, the basic one. And I'm like, then get out. I don't give a fuck if this gets done or not. I'll just vacuum again. I don't care. Like, I don't even want to do this. And he comes back. He's like, all right, I will do. Dude, it took him literally 45 minutes. He was out. He just went and squirted shit. He like squirted Febreze in my rug and left. So I'm like, dude, get the fuck out. Fucking asshole.
The Ruskies still have that. They're very like, you know, they still got the state control. But it's not like China where they can really, I don't know. China's got a hard state control, but I think they can really back it up. Russia's got all these different, like, fucking regions
like,
of mountain people and regions. I don't know.
Yeah, China, apparently I saw a thing where you walk into the Chinese airport, and if you're a person of, like, interest, they scan your face and you're gone. Like, they'll snatch you up in the airport.
Mm.
But then again, they could be fronting. Like you said, they lie.
I don't know, but yeah, I think...
China, like they were saying,
about
like
that. I wouldn't make a statement like that.
I'm just saying the fact that they're telling them they beat England.
Yeah,
like,
the Chinese government is probably prone to lie.
So does America. I think every government probably kind of churches up what's going on.
Yeah,
America's like we're the best. America's you look up like vital statistics of like citizen well being, and it's like wait a second, I don't know.
This is what I don't have an opinion on this either way, but I wonder about monopolies just because you know Warren's talking about breaking up monopolies, but I think probably an important thing to worry about is like AI and then also like 5G internet. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, Huawei
or whatever.
Huawei, yeah.
And so the reason I think that ties into monopolies is like, so China is basically a monopoly, right? I mean, anything that they do, the government's going to put all its resources into that. And then Google is working on it as well. But then if you want to break up Google, don't you just like slow down their progress and then China can take over? Because it would need to be a U.S. government funded You see what?
Yeah, but Steven, be careful. We're rolling into like just straight totalitarian cyber systems. Then what you're saying, our thing is either Google links up with the government, becomes our ruler, or we accept China as our ruler.
Yeah, well, I suppose. I haven't thought carefully about it.
You can think, dude.
I think, yeah, because the idea of like the benefits of a monopoly is they have a lot of money to spend in to take risks with for things that are like cost a lot to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
So developing something that would compete with what China's doing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So you guys talk.
Is this all about VR? No, I like VR porn.
Yes, that's exactly.
You just want the faster speed. No, that's
you gotta get an Oculus.
What's that? Is that
I think
the
it's
thing
like
that
a nice VR
face?
Thing, so you can jerk off with it.
Sure,
I'll get you one of those.
Don't get me one of those.
We gotta lock you up.
No, we'll be tight.
Keep you
out. No,
you're
be...
an agoraphobe, dude.
I'm not an agoraphobe.
No, we'll be tight. To have.
Wait, did you see the accusation there?
I saw it. That's like I'm like a duck, dude. It's
right off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
I'm not. I've got a.
You'll get it. Your feathers will get oily, dude.
No, they don't get oily. I've got sincere feathers.
I wonder if in time, of course, when we enter our dystopian fucking cyber future, if through the Oculus Rift, people can start communicating their like true realities to other people. So you're a Chinese citizen. You're like, no, this is actually what it's like over here. You send Gerbs. You're over there. You're cranking it. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, fuck, one of my boys in China. And then you're like, whoa, that's what's actually going on over there. That'd be pretty tight.
You're inside cranking it.
Sure.
And he's like, see what's going on. Like, that's pretty bad. And you're still cranking it. And you're like, whatever, dude. I got to get this done.
Okay.
But yeah, that's. I was watching a thing about. I like completely freaked out about this and deleted all my social media, which may have been a bit rash. But fucking
it wasn't. Good call.
I did. It was pretty
so
cool.
Nice. Yeah.
But dude, the idea of people being completely spoon fed by an algorithm. Like, but I was on Butterly and Rainey's thing, and they were talking about on Dad Meat, and they were saying Butterly saying how he takes total control of his algorithm, and he's like, no, whatever he doesn't like, he turns off. Whatever makes him feel not so great, he turns off. And it's like you have a whole group of people who are coming up on that of being able, having their thing being completely spoon-fed. Everything they take in being completely curated for them specifically.
Right.
And the whole idea behind that is behavioral modification. To see what they can prompt you to do or what they can get you to click on or what kind of like, literally by watching your facial expressions and shit as you watch videos through your devices.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking terrifying to be in that information to be in the hands of one monopoly. But again, like you say, if China's doing it anyway... What the fuck? Are you
what about
do?
The Andrew Yang argument that it's like it's a winner take all economy? Like you're not going to go to the third best search engine.
True. Did you ever try another search engine besides
I
Google?
I use Bing constantly.
What?
But it's for
when I played paintball, I just sat in the back and just wait till my team would go in front of me and shoot my teammates. I just did friendly fire. I just wanted to shoot people in paintball.
You hit the old Pat Tillman, dude.
We started. That's when my cousin came from behind me and shot me point blank in the ass because I was just going pop, 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 and shoot everyone. Because everyone has masks. You're like a stormtrooper. No one knows who's who. So everyone's wearing the identical camo pullover and a stormtrooper helmet. So it's like you're just totally anonymous. I'd just be like, and those paintballs, when they take a good curve and hit someone, dude, so satisfying.
Yo, we had airsoft fights in college, and I shot my friend. Oh. He like was peeking around a corner, and I shot it. I watched it curve, hit him right in the face. It was really great. It was really great.
It's awesome.
Stuck with me. It is very satisfying.
You see that thing go? Whoop.
Yeah. Bend it like Beckham, dude. Right into someone's face.
That's so fucking fun.
Oh fuck! But yeah, I'll be thinking about the Indianapolis for a while. It helped with my anxiety, my hangover anxiety.
Yeah, you just think
like,
about.
Oh my
dudes.
God! I thought I had a bad dude. Imagine floating.
Check out some fucking
at night.
Someone put out a picture of, like, starving kids in Yemen. That's, like, the new thing now, where it's, like, the news hasn't covered
I'm surprised. I thought they were eating well.
Dude, this
I thought
was...
they were feasting. No, I knew.
I've never
Yemen's
seen...
a shithole.
There was a lady who was... It was a girl, a little girl, who was so starved that, like, you know, like, your armpits, like, indented up? Her armpits, like, indented into her shoulders, and, like, her shoulders rolled back. Ugh. And it was, like, holy fuck, dude. And the whole thing was, like, why doesn't MSNBC hasn't mentioned Yemen ever this year?
What do you think that's about, dude?
I mean, it's obvious, dude.
What?
It's just two sides of the same coin. Like, yeah, yeah, we like gay people. We don't like gay people. We don't. Meanwhile, they're both like, burn, 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 burn. Lay the oil pipeline. Distract the fucking peasants with bullshit.
Hell yeah.
Dude, it's fucking, my mom got all of my ass for about voting today. I just went home. Hey, mom, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen you in a while. You're voting Tuesday. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, mom, stop.
Is she Republican?
Oh, dude, died in the wool. Yeah, my father, your grandfather came over here. He never took money from the government. Actually, we did take a little Social Security after your mother, but it was nothing. And, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, man, I get it. You know, she's like, what, are you even registered? And I was like, I think I am. She's like, she checked me out. She's like, Green Party? What the hell is that? And I was like, oh, fuck, I did your Green Party. She's like, what? What is this? The environment? You think there's global warming? I'm like, mom, fucking relax.
You think there's global warming?
I started hitting there with how, like, capitalism's going to finally implode on itself. I'm like, mom, we're going to be living on, like, an exoskeleton, just like a thing almost on, like, another planet. We're going to completely destroy the environment. It's not going to work, mom. Capitalism. I was like, being a communist didn't work. Obviously, capitalism's just a slower, controlled doom. It's going to fucking blow up on itself.
Hell yeah.
She was just like, that's, don't be ridiculous. And I'm like, mom, it's like,
you should have told her the sun was eventually going to explode. Know, like, the sun explodes, so it doesn't matter what party wins.
I know, dude. I was just like, mom, there's, you know, she's like, you should read about this. I'm like, that's the thing, mom, I do. I read a lot
you
about
read
it.
Too much about
I
this.
Read a little too much about this, mom. And there's people who read way more than me and who don't watch just Fox News and are like, well, here's what's going on. Dude, she was just like, anyway,
I got in a fight with my mom this week.
Dude, they get all fucked up right now.
Well, I think Venus is in retrograde.
So. Oh, for sure,
so,
dude.
So, yeah, you know, moms are wilding out.
It's a good time to schedule fucking elections, dude.
When Venus is in retrograde?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the funny thing, too. You're telling me. People are like, you got to vote. It's really important. It's like, yeah, it's important for the political parties to gain power so they can do whatever the fuck they want. Like, it is important for you to vote. That way, they're like, come on, come on, come
on.
Wait,
where are you headed?
What do you mean?
Well,
it's the truth of it. They're like, you got to vote.
I know.
And it's like, yeah, it does matter. Because then they're like, oh, yeah, we're in. All right, you go. Your boy gets that job here. Oh, yeah, we can do that. It's like, oh, I thought you were going to save us. Like, hey, we'll get you guys. Don't worry about it. It's like, dude, please stop fucking jerking yourselves off.
Stop voting?
I mean, fucking, if voting day, if everyone went and just fucking push those things over and nobody voted and like, fuck you guys, that would be, people would be like, all right. Dude, these are people just with running a scam. If you ever run a scam before, you're waiting for people to catch on to you. So part of you is kind of like, oh God. And as soon as someone's like, fuck that, we're going to kill you, you're like, all right, all right, all right, all right.
You think we should do that with the government?
Yeah, for sure.
That's an American tradition, your thought process.
It is. Sadly, that is the only thing that actually gets results.
Heads?
Sad.
Heads rolling?
Some violence. If you like, if you start hitting them, like, that's the one thing they fear. They
you can't advocate violence and then also go eat roller burgers.
Yeah, you can. Roller burgers is the official fuel of violence, dude. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
No, but you can't be like, go attack, and then you're like, all right, I'm out.
This is what all great intellectuals do, dude. True. You fucking fire up the masses, and you're like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, oh, my bad. I got you guys going, huh? Oh, shit. Some of you guys are taking this seriously, huh? All right. Shouldn't have wrote that book.
Yeah, for real. But that is the truth. They're like, we need it. It's like, well, historically speaking.
You think Marx felt like that?
For sure.
He wrote that book. He's like, oh, shit.
He's like, I was just fucking.
Should have kept that one to myself. There's a whole millions of people dying now.
Well, yeah, he would like, they all, I've read a lot of that, of Marx's stuff now, and it's like, it's really, you read it, and it's like, easy to read, it's like, this is really nice, and then like, there's a couple lines in there, where it's like, and then we have them, some people are like, fuck yeah, we gotta take this by force, and he was like, oh fuck, oh no.
And some Ukrainian farmer is getting his fucking head cut off, because he has too much wheat.
Yeah.
Some dickhead wrote a book in Germany, 20 years later, a guy's getting his head cut off.
Yeah, it is a shame.
Nah, whatever.
But yeah, it's,
at least he didn't get eaten by sharks in the Pacific, you know?
He had a nice fucking run with his farm.
Yeah, then some Soviets showed up.
Some dude someone probably told him about the book. He's like, yeah, fuck that, dude.
That book's not going to affect us. Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's, yeah, that's, I mean, dude, I'm telling you, that's going to be the, that's going to be the main point of contention in the next, like, I'd say the next 10 to 25 years, we'll be dealing with, like, hard right, hard left.
Looks
political
like
parties are fully. I think that's just a natural lifespan of a democracy. Just totally split and polarize, and
I don't know.
We'll get one or the other. It splits and polarizes, and you catch one or the other. We're on like the fall of the Roman Empire. We're like totally coming down.
I don't know, but I mean, we are going at such a fast pace.
Yeah.
Like with the internet and all this shit that like, if you look at anything historically compared to how quick an empire can collapse, you got to kind of compound that by a lot, by the way, just information gets shared and
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, the other thing too, is that,
does that make any sense?
I know what you're talking about. The other thing is the, I watch it all day with people like with the fact arguing. It's like, we're not factual creatures. We're not like, if you're like, well, here's, get these statistics on this. It's like, we're all pure, going pure emotions.
Yeah. And I just like, argued with my girlfriend.
It's dude. And that's the, that's
it was
the
like,
fucking,
wait, here's what happened.
Yep.
Here's our discussion. And she's like, well, you're being a dickhead about it. I'm like, that's
dude. When people try to be like, the these facts. Are the facts. It's yeah. like, it's totally, like, there's nothing more relevant than that. People are like, true. Yeah, but the, did you know the Democratic Party originally was mean to black people? And like, well, that's a double reverse because now we're nice to them. And like, you guys are mean, like super mean to black people. And like, we like them more than you. It's like so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And me and my mom's like, you got to get out. I'm like, shut the fuck up, please. Wow. Leave me alone about
that.
Oh,
yeah. That was my mom fight. My mom,
I hate fighting my mom, dude.
It was ridiculous. I was watching football. I was at Soder's watching football. She calls. I was like, I should ignore it, but fuck it. I'll just tell her I love you. I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I said to her. And she's like, you're just going to dismiss me? You shouldn't. And I was like, oh my God, is this fucking serious? Then she texted me a long paragraph.
I couldn't do that, man. That would break my heart.
Texted me a long paragraph.
Oh.
And I responded, because I thought it was really funny. I said, what are you, my girlfriend? she got very upset.
Did you guys make up?
I tried.
I can't fight with my mommy, dude. That'll kill me.
Well, she was being a fucking psycho.
Yeah, she wants to talk to her boy, dude.
I answer. She doesn't answer. If I call her, she does
that,
not answer.
My mom never answers the fucking phone.
So I was like, I could have hit ignore,
mm-hmm.
but instead I answered, and I was like, hey, I can't talk right now. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. I can see her getting kind of mad. I always, that's got to be
talking
weird.
About? You can't get mad at that.
I'm talking about a mom.
Yeah, it's true.
Being like, yeah, I can see, I'm just going through girl brain, and it's like, the fact that you had to you answer the phone to tell her you can't talk. If you're like, hey, what's going on? I got to go right now. I'd have been like, okay. But since you were like, hey, I'm not talking to you right now. I love you. Goodbye. Dude, she's probably like, what the fuck?
Well, she was time slaving me.
Was she really?
Yeah. She was driving. I could, anytime she calls, she's driving. And I told her, stop fucking doing that. If you want to talk, we can talk. Don't fucking call
That's
me.
That's quite the twist, dude.
Yeah, she was, don't call me when you're on your way home from fucking Boscov's or whatever fucking bullshit you were doing.
When you just shut down Kohl's, dude.
And then she'll hang up when she pulls in to the house.
She probably she's probably goes to Boscov's and buys you like full like Aeropostale outfits. And she's just putting them all in a little closet, dude.
She has, yeah.
You probably have more zoomies than you even know, dude.
Yeah, I do feel bad, but.
Yeah, well,
sometimes you got to put your bitch mom in her place, dude.
Barely. I mean, I had to do it today. But I had to, like, it's so funny because my mom's talking about this stuff. I'm like, I could go to a level where I'm like, mom, you realize, like, we're just fucking animals, right? And, like, but I'm just like, let me just fucking chill.
Moms can't hear that. Nah, moms aren't down with that.
No, dude.
If you have a regular family and a normal life, you don't want to hear some dude be like, nothing matters.
Well, it's not even nothing matters. It's just like, I'm trying to think of how to explain it. It's just to hit your mom with like we're not, the only reason you think we are so special as human beings is you were raised in like a Judeo-Christian background, and there's other parts of the world that like don't look at us like in Chinese paintings. Some of their art is like they'll have a picture of a dude and he's just completely in, it's like a Where's Waldo where you're looking at like a wilderness thing, like, oh, there's a dude. But in like European paintings, it's like a dude and like a guy's bust, yeah. And it's like straight up on them. But that's not all Chinese paintings, but if you start hitting your mom with that, you're like, well, you know, you think like you're very like human centric because you're,
yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it's a fucked up thing to think about.
Well, if I was,
but
a
if you
parent,
hit your mom with that, yeah, like you already made it 60 years, first you off, got yeah, your yeah, own confusions, then you get hit with like, wait, my whole fucking life's based off a lie. It's like, eh, not a lie, but you know, you have this weird filter you look through the world, and if you're just like this and pull it on them, they're just like, oh god.
All right,
once the sun comes into there, dude.
Yeah, sure. But again, this is me going to a 23-year-old party.
I know, dude.
It's your mom sitting there being like, yeah, all right, dude. Yeah, true. I remember when I thought that in the fucking 70s. Just,
I don't think it.
Just wait. You grow up a little.
I don't know,
I know,
man.
I know.
No, and I really do wonder about that. I think at one point your brain just goes, like, blocks out all unnecessary shit. So it's like,
yeah.
The thing to me is just people are animals. We're confused. We run off emotions. We're trying to have sex and multiply. We figured out how to kind of be nice to each other sometimes, and it's like, we're fucked up. Yeah. We're real fucked up. That's what I try to stress people. Like, we're real fucked up.
Yeah, that's that JP.
It's true, though.
Of course.
We're totally irrational and fucked up, and half of what we're doing, we don't know why.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing. People are like, oh, it's bullshit. It's like, all right, don't eat unhealthy food for a year.
No.
You can't. You can't fucking not do it. I see sugar and I'm eating it before I know what it. I'm like, ah, fuck. Why did I pour myself that? Why did I pour myself a bowl of cereal? I'll be like, I'm like today. My mom had Smashmallows. They're like these weird marshmallow things, they're like candy. I looked at. I'm like, I'm not eating that, dude. I ate two just before I knew what was happening. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's.
I see that and I'm like, and my brain's like energy, and I'm like,
yeah, yeah. I did. Try not to get into that because it's
pointless. I mean, I'm way into it, dude.
I get weird about the, like, a brain. Brains are, like, it names itself.
Yeah.
That's you. You're just an organ.
Yeah, it's pretty
entirely
terrifying.
You're just that brain. That's weird.
I had a weird couple days where I thought of the fact that we were just kind of, like, just pure animals, and our brains are a whole different organism that's somehow attached to us, and they're just like, go do this, go do that. We're like, yeah, oh, yeah, God. Yeah. So I had a couple days where I was tripping on that.
You're J-Rock.